Derek Carter.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Senior Terry Carter had interception return 22 yards for a touchdown. His first interception since 2018. Second straight game, Tech has returned interception for a touchdown.
How'd it feel to break that dry spell in that way?
It felt great. Wonderful, actually. It's a great feeling. Try to get us another one.
Terry, talk a little bit about the play. It looked like he caught the ball.
You
basically took it away from
him. Yeah, well, on the flight, I couldn't sleep, so, you know, I had a couple CDs of film, so I watched the film on the Fresno game the week before, and they ran that play actually like 6 times, so I knew it was coming in the game, and I jumped it the first time, and he didn't throw it my way, so the second time I was there, and I got there almost at the same time he did, and I ripped it out. Well, as we said, we like a challenge, and every week has always been a challenge. And our coaches challenge us, and we challenge ourselves as a unit to get better and better each week to help our offense out.
Terry, you've really had a much improved senior year in the last few years. Talk about why that is.
I think it was a growing process, coming in, starting. After I redshirted, played a lot, started my sophomore year too, and kind of downfall my junior year. So I sat down and had a talk with myself about my senior year, and I didn't want it to be the same way my junior year. And I wanted to be noticed my senior year because I kind of fell off, and it was actually a horrible year my junior year. So I didn't want to end up on a note like that.
What have you seen you've seen past happy teams in Houston and Hawaii, and then running teams in Mississippi State, Utah State. This looks like you're probably one of the more balanced attacks, running pass that you've seen all year in San Jose.
I'm ready for whatever. The coaches got faith in me. I got faith in myself, and pretty much I'm more of an old school cone. I like tackling, so I mean I'm up to the challenge.
Tech Stevens really coming to its own the last two games. I mean, is that something with Coach Spangler's play calling, with his planning, and what's it been like as the team has kind of, the defense really stepped up lately?
Coach Spang, last great game planning. It's all up to us to execute the game, watch film. We've been watching a lot of film lately, getting into the books. We communicate around the unit more than we did last year, and we got an understanding of the concept, so it helps us out. It helped us out. I guess we worry too much about our peoples being there, our fans, and we have to worry about getting tickets. I really can't put a finger on it. Maybe we eat too much before the game. I don't know what it is, but I've been sitting down thinking, trying to figure out some things, and I'm going to try to talk to coach and see can we slack back on some things, and hopefully it'll help out.
Have you thought about, the previous regime went to Monroe, say, have y'all thought about something like that? You get away from here for the Friday and you...
They already do that. Team stays in Monroe.
Yeah, I mean, is that a possibility?
We do that. I really can't say what it is about the home games. I guess we too nervous. I mean, I guess away game is us against the world at away games. We have at least about 10 fans there, and we got a point to prove, I guess. So yeah. I'm going to try to see can we do that for the home games.
Not get 10 fans
there. 10 fans.
Yeah, 10 fans. But actually not 10 fans at the home game. Just pretend.
Yeah. You see a lot of teams now, Terry, breaking out all these different kind of uniforms. It's had to cross your mind. If you could make a Tech uniform combination, have you thought about what you would do?
It's funny because we was talking about that today for breakfast. A couple decided they wanted to go all blue. The other one wanted to wear red jersey with the blue pants, and I told him that it's all up to the captain, so I'm gonna leave that to the captains.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
You guys have a nice day.